What are you thinking about coming up in the ninth there?
Lowland drive, because that's what Jeremy told me to do. And getting into the count. You know, he had, I believe he had like 112 pitcher, 110. So just, if I was going to swing the bat, he needed to be a lowland drive and get into the count. That way we can at least try to get somebody else in the game.
Mm-hmm. Does that feel like the biggest hit of the year for the team?
I don't know. I've never really quantified how big my hits are, but it felt really good. I mean, it was one of those hits that I could tell the vibes in the dugout just lifted, you know. And Iggy told Vientos, Pete and me in the pitching chain, let's give everything we got, you know. And that's literally what we went up to the box and do, just give him everything we had, you know. Hats off to Francis. He executed his pitches. He pitched extremely well. And everything was going his way into the last pitch he threw.
Did you know that ball was going out right away?
100%. 100%. 100%. Yeah. And I just looked in the dugout like, come on, yes. You know, like it's winning baseball. It's time to win baseball games, you know. And coming up to Toronto and facing good pitchers and ended up with two wins, that's a good start to a road trip.
How much did you think about what today is, 9/11?
It's very present. It's very present in every one of our mind. I mean, we were wearing the hats. I had the glove. I've never had a B on my glove, and today I had a B on my glove. It was just one of those where it's a special day for all of us, but for every New Yorker, it's extremely special. And for every American, it should be extremely special. And a day that we get to remember the ones that we lost that day.
Did Stu's hat smash send a message to all the other bugs out there to stay away from your glove?
No, they were still out there. It was one of those where we were saying hopefully he didn't die, you know. And then we didn't want it to stay, like, we didn't want any more bucks to come around, but yeah.
What was the feeling in the dugout as that ninth inning progressed, you know?
What was the feeling?
Yeah.
I mean, hats off to our starting pitchers. They looked like a cheerleading squad over there. They were shooting every pitch. They were on every pitch, every at bat. Hats off to Iglesias, you know, grinding that at bat. Then Vientos walking. Then Nemo walking. Pete moving the runners and driving in the run. Same thing with Marte. It was huge at bats, and the feeling in the dugout. Everybody was locked in. Everybody was pushing. Everybody seemed like they wanted it. They wanted it for every one of us.
Was that any different than normal tight ninth inning situation?
We have had a tough time playing day games, and we are very aware of it. And today it took us a little bit to get the energy. We were trying, you know. Alfie did a great job of trying to keep the energies up. And eventually seemed like that the energy, the vibes, they raised up, and we were able to put a good inning together.
What do you think it meant for Alvarez to come up with that kind of hit?
It meant a lot. You can see him. You can see it. You can feel it. I felt it when he gave me the hug. Kind of like, you know, like he's been trying, he's been working extremely hard, and sometimes things don't go his way. However, he has kept us in the game, cashing behind the plate, has done an outstanding job. So for him to do it offensively, it probably meant a lot.
And now how do you feel going to play the Phillies?
We feel good. We've been feeling good. However, we're going to enjoy the flight. And they got good steakhouse over there in Philly, so I'm sure a lot of guys are going to go out to eat. And then, just get ready for the next day.